August 30, 1928. Difference between the humanity and the divinity of Jesus. How the kingdom of the fiat has all been prepared by him, but what is needed is those who would inhabit it. The language that Jesus used in redemption, and that which he uses for the kingdom of the divine will, one is different from the other. My lovable Jesus made himself seen as a little child who, all clinging to me, made me many loving cuddles. Oh, how beautiful it is to see him in his baby humanity, all love, all trust. The soul feels so much trust in being with Jesus, because she sees his humanity in him, which is so much like her that they join together like brothers, they identify themselves with each other, and one is transformed into the other. So, the veil of the humanity of Jesus, in which he encloses his adorable divinity, serves as a means of trust, by which the poor creature loses all fear, and remains our love with Jesus, more than a son in the arms of his celestial Father. The love of Jesus is so great, that he says to the creature, "Do not fear, I am yours, similar to you, clothed like you. And my love is so great, that I hide the endless light of my majesty within my humanity so as to have you be with me like a little child in my arms." On the other hand, when my beloved Jesus makes his divinity shine through himself, his very humanity is eclipsed within that endless light, and I feel the great distance between myself and my Creator. His blazing divine majesty annihilates me, I plunge myself into my dust, and not knowing where to go to escape his light, because there is no point at which it is not present, my little atom remains submerged within his very light. It seems to me that I am speaking nonsense, therefore I move on. So, my highest good, Jesus, told me, "My daughter, the kingdom of my will is all prepared within my humanity, and I am ready to put it out to give it to the creatures. It can be said that I formed the foundations and raised the factories. The rooms are innumerable and all adorned and illuminated, not with little lights, but with as many suns for as many truths as I have manifested about the divine fiat. Nothing else is needed but those who would inhabit it. There will be a place and room for all, because it is vast, more than the whole world. With the kingdom of my will everything will be renewed in creation. Things will return to their original state. This is why many scourges are necessary, and will take place, so that divine justice may place itself in balance with all of my attributes, in such a way that, by balancing itself, it may lead the kingdom of my will in its peace and happiness. Therefore, do not be surprised if such a great good, which I am preparing and which I want to give, is preceded by many scourges. It is my justice that claims its rights, so that, once balanced, it may place itself in peace with the creatures, bothering them no more. More so, since the children of the kingdom of my divine fiat will no longer offend it, and my divine justice will change all of itself into love and mercy for them. Then, after this, I was following all the acts that Jesus had done in redemption. And my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, my language in redemption was very different from that which I have used for the kingdom of my divine will. In fact, in redemption, my language was to adapt to people who were incapable, weak, ill, deaf, mute and blind, and many were on the verge of their tomb. Therefore, in order to speak to them, I made use of parables and similes of the low world, which they themselves could touch with their own hands. So, I spoke to them now as doctor, offering them medicines to heal them. Now as father, who awaited their return even if they were unruly children. Now as shepherd, who went in search of the lost sheep. Now as judge who, unable to attract them by means of love, tried to attract them at least by threats and by fear." And many other similes. This language of mine says that those to whom I was speaking did not know me, did not love me, and even less did they do my will, on the contrary, they were far away from me. And that I, with my parables, made the searches and laid the net in order to catch them and give to each one the remedy to heal them. But how many escaped me? And I intensified my searches and teachings to give light to many blind, so that they might get out of their obstinate blindness. Now, see how different is the language I have used in manifesting the truths about my divine will, which must serve the children of its kingdom. My language about the Fiat has been like a father in the midst of his dear and loving children, all healthy. And since all of them possess my very life within them, by virtue of my will they will be capable of understanding my highest lessons. This is why I have moved beyond, placing before them the beautiful similes of the sun, of the spheres, of the heavens, of the very divine way of operating, which extends to the infinite. Because, having my divine fiat in them, they will have within them the very one who created heavens, spheres and sun, who will give them the virtue of copying within themselves everything he created in the very ways he uses in his divine operating. They will be the copiers of their creator. And this is why I have been so lengthy in manifesting the truths about my fiat, which I did not do in redemption. Because those were parables which contained human and finite manners, therefore I did not have much material with which to be able to talk at length. On the other hand, the similes which regard my will are of divine manners, and therefore there is so much material to talk about that they become inexhaustible. Who can measure the vastness of the light of the sun and the intensity of its heat? No one. Who can ever put a boundary to the heavens and to the multiplicity of my divine works? Oh! If you knew how much wisdom, love, grace, light I have placed in manifesting my truths about my divine fiat, you would be so drowned with joy as to no longer be able to live. And you would yearn for the work of your Jesus to be known, so that a work so exuberant, of incalculable price, may have its glory and may communicate its beneficial effects to the other creatures.